Welcome back to Robert Doyle Stadium. Tonight's game, the Rockets of Shelby County squaring off against the undefeated South Oldham Dragons. Sean Cressup here alongside Brandon Cressup as we bring you tonight's game, courtesy of WXLN. Fourth down and six to go for Shelby County from their own 39. They're in the punt formation. Edwards takes the snap and punts this one away. A high spiraling kick down inside the 25. Keenan Johns around the right side, going to return this one. A couple flags come flying out, and it looks like maybe a call on South Oldham for a block in the back.
Yeah, I think this one's going to come back. Looked like he got him pretty square in the back there.
When two, we were Tom and I, and then also Scott and I, kind of already made this pretty apparent. But you know, two officials throw a flag, something happened. They're still conferring over on the far sideline. Now the white hat will break away and come to the home side for the indication. And it is an illegal block in the back against South Oldham on the return. But they will take over first and 10. We'll see where they walk this flag off from. It was thrown around about the 24-yard line. So if it's a 10-yarder from the spot of the foul, they'll back up the Dragons inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Actually, they're going to spot them down right at the 24, 22?
22.
That's a 22. So first and 10 from the 22. Zalby backs off from going under center, looks to the sideline, and now goes back, sends a man in motion, going to give to Martin up the middle. He'll be dropped almost immediately for a short gain. I don't know if he even got past the line of scrimmage.
Looks like he gained about 2 feet.
Yeah. So we'll call it a yard on first down and bring up second and 9 as we are just underway here in the second quarter on a beautiful night for football here at Shelby County's Robert Doyle Stadium. Second and 9, 11:19 to go here. Zalby going to hand it off to Martin around the right side. Martin going to get another short game, but not much. And this Rocket defense has keyed on number 21, wearing white.
And they've really tackled well so far here early in this ball game.
Brings up third down and 8. They spot him down at the 24-yard line. Zalby with his men in the huddle. Now break it. He'll come up under center with a wide out to the far side of the formation. Moving from right to left across the dial here in the second quarter. Zalby going to drop back to pass, play action. Throws it down the right sideline. And this one's going to be over the head of the intended receiver, number 27, Keenan John, and Brandon, another third down missed opportunity for the Dragons.
And another great play by Brandon Davis in the secondary. Just right there, hip to hip, forced him into the sideline. There was really nowhere for the quarterback to throw the ball.
You know, last week against Collins, who has a potent passing attack, Catlett and Davis were one-on-one with Peyton Hawk and Dalton Maggard and shut those guys down. It's about the same here tonight. This is a low punt just across midfield. Jaron Edwards doesn't realize he touched the football. Oh, my goodness, what a mistake here as Jaron Edwards lets the ball hit his foot.
I think he recovered
the football. That's the second time he's come close, and that time he actually did touch the ball in on a punt, and boy, oh boy, what a fortunate happening there for Shelby County. Edwards didn't have any clue the ball was right underneath his feet, and as soon as he looked down, he hit it. I mean, he just kicked it.
Fell right down on it. Luckily.
He gets on top of it. The Rockets have it at their own 38-yard line, first and 10. Catlett here on the near side as they'll send Stone in motion. Drain fakes the pitch, looking to pass it here on first down. He's got a man. That's Catlett coming back to the ball at the 49. And great recognition by the senior wideout to bail his quarterback out there, come back to the football, and a nice throw by Tyler Drain.
Tyler Drain, not really known for being a passer, but tonight has been really on point in the times that he's thrown the ball.
They spot this at the 49, and my goodness, this looks like a first down here. Where the marker is, if they don't measure this, I think he's got enough to actually give him the first down. He's at the yard marker. The spot is actually right at the 49 of Shelby County, and now the head official will blow this clock dead. And It had already stopped as Catlett went out of bounds on the completion. But you can see the nose of the football there over the hash mark. I don't know. It may come down to another inch or so.
It's close. It is very close.
It has been quite a surprise for a guy who's I've seen most of the Rockets games this season. I know you haven't, but you know their M.O. They have opened the playbook here tonight with the quarterback passing the football.
They have, and that must be scouting, all week long scouting of maybe the South Oldham secondary being a weaker part of their defense, and really they've taken advantage of it. They've gotten their athletes in space, and especially Brandon Davis has caught the ball, made a few guys miss, and, I mean, once he gets in the open field, not a whole lot of people catching up with that kid.
The measurement was about 6 inches shy of the first down. So it is second down here for Shelby County. Tyler Drain with the offense at midfield, moving from left to right. He'll take the shotgun snap, drop back to pass. Now he scrambles to the near side, trying to get upfield. He'll get across midfield, pick up the first down, and a nice tuck and run by the senior quarterback.
There was pressure immediately off the left edge. Great job by Tyler Drain seeing that and picking up what he could, getting the first down and getting out of bounds.
Wasn't much of a run, but they didn't need much. They, like I said, needed about 6 inches over the 49-yard line, and he gets into Dragon territory to the 47, and the Rockets have another first down. 9:58 to go here in the first half. Rockets leading 7-6. Catlett lines up with Davis on the left side of the formation. Now Davis comes in motion. Drain's going to keep it, tuck it upfield, gets down close to the 40-yard line. A nice gain here on first down by Tyler Drain. And a flag going to be thrown here. And the official looking at the Shelby County sideline, and boy, oh boy, this is another mistake here on a great drive where the Rockets are going to get penalized for an unsportsmanlike conduct.
That's a big, big penalty. Shelby County does not like to get behind the sticks and play in second and long and third and long and maybe have to pass it a little bit more than they want to.
Well, and the game was a two-score game before they penalized the Rockets for Brandon Davis' 80-yard touchdown catch back in the first quarter. Now there's a dead ball, unsportsmanlike, and, you know, I'm not saying it was him for sure, but I think Brandon Osordo is the culprit on this one as they back a first down run that took the Rockets near the Dragon 40-yard line, take it back into Shelby County territory to the 44-yard line. And so the Rockets now facing what's about a second down and 20 way behind the chains. Here's Drain, going to send Stone in motion, going to keep it, going to run around the left side. He's got room and a block. Catlett has a good block on his man as Drain runs to the original line of scrimmage. Gets back about half of what they lost on the penalty. They spot him down at the 48-yard line of South Oldham. And so now it'll bring up third down and about 11 yards with 9:11 to go in the first half.
It often goes unnoticed in an offense like this, but blocking on the edge by the receivers is so crucial. And we saw right there Keyshawn Catlett did a great job locking his man up.
Yeah, he was 10 yards downfield, still moving when Drain caught him. Here's the third down play. Drain drops back to pass under pressure, scrambles outside the pocket. Going to have a man. That's Davis on the near sideline. He's out in front of the marker, and that is a great pitch and catch by Drain to Brandon Davis. Good for a Rocket first down.
Again, almost immediate pressure off the edge. Recognized by Tyler Drain. He rolls to his right and finds a wide open Brandon Davis. And great pitch and catch, like you said.
Drain has not thrown the ball particularly very much this season, but tonight he has more attempts in this first half than he's, I believe, had all game in any other game so far this year. So the Rockets opening up the playbook. The first down catch gets them down to the 36-yard line. Here's going to be a reverse and a pass. They're going to throw this deep. That's Catlett trying to throw it to Davis, and he is tackled in the end zone, and a flag comes out, and I believe this is going to be against South Oldham.
Yeah, that's going to be a 15-yard pass interference on the Dragons.
And it's probably a smart penalty there, B. He was for a second there all alone, and then once the defense was kind of caught, Catlett was the guy who threw that pass. He actually threw it like he was trying to get it out of a phone booth.
He put
way
a,
up in the air.
Put a little bit of air on that one.
Yeah. He had some time to get back there and tackle him before he had a chance to actually go up and make a play. But nonetheless, it is pass interference against South Oldham. They will move Shelby County down to the 20-yard line. And with 8:39, the Rockets in the red zone here trying to extend their lead. They break the huddle now. Moorhead lines up behind Drain in the shotgun. Davis comes in motion near side. It's going to be a sweep here to the near side. He'll make a man miss, cut up, and get inside the 15. And, boy, oh, boy, can't say enough how fast Brandon Davis moves. But, boy, he just puts his foot in the ground, and he's 3, 4, or 5 yards in a flash upfield. And they'll spot this down now inside the 15 at the 11. Be about second down and one.
And the speed of Shelby County hurting South Oldham early.
They'll send Catlett out to the far side. Here comes Davis in motion again. Going to fake the sweep, give to Moorhead up the middle. He'll be met close to the first down marker. I believe they're going to give him the first. Met at the line by Darren Weathers, one of their senior captains on this team. Well, they blew that play dead. I believe if they had a guy had a helmet off, that's probably why they'll stop the clock. Now it's running again, and they do give Shelby County the first down. First and goal from the 10-yard line. Clock moving at 7:32. Drain in the gun. Keon Stone comes in motion. Now they'll come back to the near side. Drain's going to try and tuck it and run. Flag comes out in the area of holding for Shelby County, and that's exactly what it's going to be. Looks like they're going to get one of those near side linemen for Shelby County.
And you take away some of these penalties early for the Rockets, and maybe it's a completely different ball game. Three big ones so far.
Well, this one in particular hurts because it's first and goal from the 10 already. And now the holding penalty backs it up to the 19-yard line, and so they're going to replay first down, first and goal from the 19. Adam Cox, Brandon Osorto here on the near side. Cox at right guard, Osorto at tackle for Shelby County. One of those two are flagged. This is a screen over the middle to Keon Stone. He's got it up the middle, breaks the man into the end zone. Touchdown, Shelby County. Boy, he moved to the middle of the field so quick and then made another man miss. Couldn't almost say the words quick enough, but Keon Stone takes another short screen, goes to the middle of the field in space, and goes to the house.
Great deception there by the Rockets as they fake the toss sweep to, I believe it was Brandon Davis, and then send Keon Stone right back underneath, and there wasn't much of a South Oldham defense waiting on him.
So the Rockets trot out the senior place kicker, Josh Edwards. Connor Dean, the holder. Excuse me, that's James Bradley, the holder. Kick is up and good. And with 6:58 left to play in the first half, it's the Shelby County Rockets on top, 14-6 over the undefeated Dragons. This is high school football on WXLN.
It's hot in here.
It's your kickin' chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Our 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Welcome back to Robert Doyle Stadium. Josh Edwards' kick goes into the end zone, and South Oldham will start their next drive from the 20 with 6:58 to go. Gotta love the family members coming up to the booth here, making corrections of the PA announcer. We're not perfect. They apparently missed Keon Stone's touchdown and called him Keyshawn Cal. That's understandable. They were nice about that. First down run here around the right side for South Oldham.
Again, you see the Rocket defense really rallying to the ball. You see 5, 6, 7 players getting up from the pile. That's a good sign for this Rocket defense.
Brandon Ellsbury was the ball carrier on first down, his first carry of the game. He gets about a 2-yard gain, and so it's second down and 8 here with just under 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Shelby County on top, 14-6. Zalby comes under center. Very tight formation. Fumble, ball's on the ground. Head official watches Zalby get back on top of it. He put his hand in the air right after the ball was fumbled, and it's going to be third down and 9. And boy, for the kind of mistakes Shelby County's missed on one like that for South Oldham is huge back in their own territory here.
And a big, big third down for this Rocket defense. If they can get off the field here and take some momentum into the half, that would be huge.
Third down and 9. Zalby from the shotgun. 2 wideouts to each side of the formation. He'll drop back to pass under pressure, and he is wrapped up, and he's going to be sacked back at the 12-yard line. Ryan Johns, the defensive end, got in there. He was the first one, and then Drew Mack and company came following behind. And that's the kind of play there for this Rocket defense that gets the ball back and forces South Oldham to punt it away.
And as a former quarterback, knowing when you hit that third step and you're dropping, you got 3 guys right standing in your face, that is not a fun place to be.
Not comfortable. Here's the snap back to the South Oldham punter. Boy, this is a low end-over-end punt. Stone's going to come up and pick it up at the Dragon 42. Gets inside the 30, and wow, what a special teams play there by Keon Stone, who could have let that ride all the way to this sideline. But he picked it up at the 42, brought it inside the 30, down to the, looks like the 27-yard line. And so Shelby County in business here with 4:45 left to go in the first half. Shelby County mixing around, some guys coming in and off the field out of the huddle. And now they finally come out of the huddle here. Moorhead will line up behind Drain. They put Catlett here down on the near sideline. Drain going to give to Moorhead up the middle. Keeps his balance as he gets over the 20-yard line, and a nice run on first down for the junior fullback.
And you're starting to see Caleb Moorhead kind of find his groove in this game as he rattles off a 7-yard run there.
Ball is spotted at the 20. 4:23 left to go, second and 3. Keon Stone goes in motion. Flag on the play, and we saw South Oldham jump. I didn't see any Rockets move. Let's see if this is going to be good enough for a Rocket first down. No, they call this against Shelby County.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't see any of the Rocket guys move. It might have been Catlett here on the near sideline maybe. But, boy, oh, boy, when you're trying to draw the other team off, here's another penalty. It's only a 5-yarder, but still stops momentum as though spot this one back now at the 25-yard line. Second down and 8. Takes the snap. Drain gives to Davis, coming to the near side. Gets out of bounds after a short gain.
It's a good job by the South Oldham defense, kind of making Brandon Davis run to the sideline and forcing him out of bounds. Not a whole lot of room to run there.
Shelby County has the luxury of having Josh Edwards, the kicker, with a great leg. Ball down at the 21-yard line right now. It'll be a lengthy field goal here. Third down and 4. Stone goes in motion. The give is a keep by Drain. He bounces outside, spins upfield, gets close to the marker. Let's see. The official is out past it, and it's going to be a first down run on a great effort from quarterback Tyler Drain. They do spot him at the 15-yard line, and boy, Tyler Drain, about a 6-yard run there. Once he spun inside, he was able to get upfield over the marker, and Now Shelby County, a few more tries to punch a touchdown in here with 3:30 to go in this first half of play. Davis comes to the near side. Drain going to keep it again. He tries to bounce outside. Has a man trying to beat at the 10 as he's thrown out of bounds down to the ground right at the 10-yard line. And
looks like there's a flag down.
Another flag in the interior part of the field here for these officials. Using the pink flag still. October, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is going to be a hold against Shelby County. And, whew, another big penalty on first down.
They are still in the lead, so it's not that bad. But, man, you hate to be playing first and 20, first and 15, and getting really behind the chains and maybe kind of getting out of what they like to do, and that's running the football with Brandon Davis, Caleb Moorhead, and Tyler Drain.
This backs the Rocket offense up to the 28-yard line. Drain in the gun. Four wide receivers in this formation. He's going to drop back. Pump fake to the left side. Throw it now to the far left side of the field. Oh. Davis had it in his hands, but it was dropped on first and 20.
And the defensive back misplayed the ball, and I don't think Brandon Davis was expecting it to hit him, but it did hit him. It looked up right in the chest. That's a tough play.
Yeah, the safety was coming over late, made an early jump, and as you said, mistimed it. And Davis was standing right behind him. Almost knocked him down, but was not a turnover. And fortunate for Drain and the offense, they'll have another crack at it here. It's second and 18 from the 28. Stone goes in motion. The gives to Moorhead up the middle. That's a nice tackle there by defensive tackle Graham Ashkettle. 6'6", 260-pound defensive lineman.
And he just looks like he is a load to block.
He's got a couple of those guys on the inside, 79 also here, Noah Jones, 6'5", 235, defensive end. 2:45 here left to play in the first half. Third down and 15, Tyler Drain drops back to pass, looks to the near side and overthrows Clayton O'Donohue in the flat. Probably wasn't going to be able to pick up the first, but sure had a little extra help in yardage for a field goal try, and the Rockets are still going to trot out their senior kicker, Josh Edwards.
And that's the first real miss we've seen Tyler Drain have. For being known as more of a runner, has been pretty impressive so far through the air.
It's going to be a 42-yard try for Josh Edwards from almost in the middle of the field. More to the right side of the hash marks. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is on the way, and it looks good. And it is.
It is good.
The 42-yard try for Josh Edwards. Good. Makes this lead now 17-6 with 2:30 to play. Shelby County leading the Dragons here in the first half. This is high school football on WXLN.
Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Hall Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Edwards' kick goes into the end zone for a touchback, and South Oldham marches their offense out here with 2:30 left to go in the first half, trailing 17-6. First and 10 from their own 20. South Oldham will get the ball to start the second half. This is a crucial drive here. Zalby drops back to pass, looks over to the right side, and oh, wow, great coverage there. Keyshawn Catlett met number four, Brandon Ellsbury. Simultaneously, as the ball was coming to him, he cracked him right at the midsection, and a nice play by the senior defensive back.
And Catlett came all the way from the safety position to the far sideline. Just a real good display of speed there and ball skills, and knocked it right out of his hands. Good hit.
Love to see physicality from the small defensive backs. Second and 10 from the 20. Zalby back to pass under pressure quickly here. He's brought down in the backfield. It's Drew Mack with the quarterback sack.
And in this first half, this Shelby County defensive line has came to play.
Drew Mack has had an outstanding senior campaign playing interior defensive line position, and he's not got the size of an interior lineman, but he does have a lot of speed, which, you know, some of those guys up front, if you're slow at all coming up against Drew Mack, he's a load to handle because of his speed and his upper body speed. He's able to swim and make some great plays with his upper body. 1:42 and rolling here is the clock on third down and 10, and it looks like head coach Jamie Reed will take South Oldham's first time out with 1:40 to go in the first half. We'll step away for a short break. This is high school football on Power 93.3.
Hi, I'm Ricky, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Flag down here as South Oldham got their third down play off. And, boy, I don't know what this is going to be. I thought it was going to go against South Oldham, as I thought they had a guy in motion before the snap. 1:32 left, and a penalty here for South Oldham makes it third and long.
And penalties really uncharacteristic for both of these teams, and we've seen them come into play here early. And hurt them.
Clock is running here. 1:20. But the clock should stop. Zalby back to pass. Going to be broken up. And another great defensive play by, man, we've said his name on every other play. Brandon Davis covering the receiver there. And that pass falls incomplete. He'll get a nice high five or fist bump from Keyshawn Catlett with 1:14 left to go in the first half. Shelby leading 17-6. And B, we've seen this punter a few times now, and he's not very consistent.
He's been a little bit inconsistent. There's no real telling where this one may go.
Keyshawn Catlett stands at the Dragons 35. One hop, a big hop. Stone comes up to get it, spins away from two guys, but he'll be brought down inside the 40. And field position is huge here with 1:03. Left to go in the half. Shelby County going to have to give it back to South Oldham to start the second half. The Rockets, with two timeouts in their back pocket, at the minimum, could hope to get Edwards back in field goal range. James Bradley and Keon Stone are going to be the wideouts here on the near side formation. Two wideouts to the far side, Davis and Catlett. Davis hits, drain hits Davis on a screen over the middle, and man, we've seen that now three or four times go for big, big plays. Davis, with the speed, gets out. Another first down inside the 30, down to the 25-yard line. Clock moving here with 54 seconds. Drain and company are trying to punch it in late here. Drops back to pass again, trying to go for Bradley down the sideline. He got a lot of lot of body and pushing, shoving going on here on this defensive side of the football for South Oldham. In coverage was number 10, Peyton George, and he got away there with a nice physical play. An incomplete pass falls out of bounds. Clock stops here with 44 seconds. Second down and 10. Rockets have it at their Dragons 25. Drain drops back to pass, looking for Bradley again. This one sails high and incomplete, and that'll bring up third and 10 with 40.9 seconds left to go here excuse me, in the first half.
And this is a crucial, crucial play for the South Oldham Dragons here. If they can limit Shelby County to a field goal attempt, at least you got to feel like that's a win for them.
Shelby County, it's third and 10 from the 25, can pick up a first down. They send three wideouts to the near side of the formation. Drain drops back to pass, looks over the middle. He's got Davis down inside the five, and a big hit knocks the ball out of his hands. My goodness, number 12, John Downing, comes up with a touchdown-saving hit.
Wow.
Knocks the ball out of Davis's hands. And, boy, oh, boy, that's another huge play in this game.
We've seen multiple times now safeties, DBs coming down and really laying the wood.
They will trot on Josh Edwards for a field goal try here. This is more in the center of the field than the last kick. Drain will hold this one. And it looks like, ironically enough, another 42-yard attempt. He made his last one. Here's a flag. This kick comes, and, boy, he nails
wow.
that one. But I think this might be
50.
Against Shelby County here. We'll wait and see what the officials say here. And it is offside against South Oldham. So 42-yard try was good for Edwards. If he can replicate the last kick, they'll move him inside. I'm trying to see if Todd Shipley thought you can decline the penalty because the kick was good, but they blew the play dead, and so the kick never happened. So they'll move him up, and instead of a 42-yarder, it's now a 37-yard try. From the middle of the field, wind at the back of Josh Edwards. Tyler Drain, the holder. 29 seconds left to go in the first half. Good snap, good hold. Kick is high and beautiful. He nails it. And Shelby County adds on three more. Josh Edwards, the 37-yard field goal, makes it 20-6. Shelby County over the undefeated Dragons with 25 seconds left. We'll keep it here as halftime is approaching, but you know, B, we've talked about it. A few big plays by both defenses. Defensive backs coming in, making plays. Shelby County had six with Davis there. John Downing broke it up, and Edwards knocks home three.
You know, as you mentioned, both of these defenses really came to play today, especially the Rockets defense. South Oldham came in as a high-powered offense. Averaging 41 points a game, and I would say Coach Shipley is going to be pretty happy holding, assuming they don't get a score here before the half, holding this team to 6 points.
You know, the old adage, you know, can't let lightning strike here with 25 seconds to go. Edwards, boy, he gets under this kick, and so it's going to be returned from Martin, or is that John? He's wrapped up. He's still on his feet here on the near sideline, and a big return as he's out over the 40-yard line with 17 seconds to go. That was Keenan John. Boy, it looked like he was down maybe once or twice, kept his balance, and then was pursued by the defense here to the near sideline out at the 43, it looks like.
I'm not too sure what kind of kicking game South Oldham has in a field goal kicker, but they do have a shot here to maybe throw a pass or two and get into a manageable field goal.
And it's big because this is a two-possession game. South Oldham with 16.8 seconds left will get the ball back in halftime. They've got four wide receivers. Salby rolls out to the right side to his sideline, a short pass to the 50. That's Keenan John. Out of bounds, short of the first down marker, but just over midfield to the 49 with 10.2 seconds left. That play took about 6 seconds. And so you've got to think here, maybe one more play. They've got two timeouts left. Not sure that that matters. Zalby will be in the shotgun, two wideouts to each side of the formation. He'll have Martin lined up to his right on second down and two, and it's now a flag. It looks like delay of game here against South Oldham. It is. A five-yard penalty backs them up to the 46-yard line, and you know, we've talked about the Rockets' miscues that have cost them in the first half. South Oldham has had a few of their own. Second down here with 10 seconds left to go in the first half. Zalby takes the shotgun snap. Looking left, throws high and incomplete. Brandon Davis was almost in position for an overthrown ball. Boy, that was dangerous. And just under 6 seconds here left on that incomplete pass.
If Keenan John doesn't get a fingertip on that ball, that may be 6 points going back the other way for the Rockets.
Yeah, Brandon Davis was in coverage here on Keenan John, just out of his reach. And so that brings up third down from the Dragon 46. We'll see how big of an arm Zalby has here with one wide out to the far right of the formation, three to this near side. Here's the shotgun snap. Zalby steps up, throws over the middle. This one tipped away, and 0.6 seconds left on the clock. And, boy, that's kind of an unfortunate thing here. You almost wish, as a Rocket fan, that the clock had run out. Now they're going to have a fourth down shot here to heave it far down the field or at least just get one more play off. Rockets leading 20-6. 0.6 seconds left here on fourth down. Last play of the first half, perhaps. Three wideouts to this near side, one to the far side. Here's the shotgun snap. Zalby steps up, going to throw it deep down the left sideline, incomplete, and that is going to end the first half of play, and what an exciting one it has been. The Shelby County Rockets lead the South Oldham Dragons 20-6. Stick around. Brandon and I will return in just a few moments to talk about the first half action. This is high school football on Power 93.3 WXLN.